If you ever start to wonder whether it's still true,
let me tell you once again what I said when I said I do. Oh, I'm gonna fight for you, and nothing's ever gonna burn this down. I'm gonna fight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are reading Ephesians 5, verses 22 through 33. Let's read some more. And then I'm going to have a different passage that I want to share with you as we move into intimacy. But think about this now. Remember, we all know that intimacy is not just about sex. When the relationship is right, sex is sure enough a beautiful part of intimacy, but it's not the only component of intimacy. We've got to be building that relationship, building it within our hearts, within our minds, within our souls, within our emotions, connecting with each other, with everything we are, in order for sex to really take us to the heights to which it can take us. Husbands, love your wives, which means seeks the highest good for her and surround her with a caring, unselfish love, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify the church, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word of God. Did you catch that, everyone? Stay with me now. This is something that too often we miss when it comes to the relationship between husband and wife. Husbands, love your wives just as, in the same way that Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. Now, that's verse 25. Verse 25 is letting us know that Christ loved the church so much that he gave himself up for her. Verse 26 tells us why it was so important to him to love the church with such a strong love that he gave himself up for her. So that he might sanctify the church, having cleansed her by the washing of water. Having cleansed her, ladies and gentlemen, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word of God. Husbands, love your wives in the same way that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify the church. The Apostle Paul is letting us know that one of the responsibilities of the husband is to cleanse the wife. Now, hold on now. Don't be so quick to get upset. Don't be so quick to disagree. Let me read it to you again. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that, that's giving us reason, cause, so that he might sanctify the church, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word of God, so that in turn he might present the church to himself in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy, set apart for God, and blameless. Even so, husbands are, should and are morally obligated to love their own wives as being, in a sense, their own bodies. He's still talking about cleansing. Let me read it to you from the New International Version. It's going to say the same thing, but we won't have the expansion of meaning And so you'll grab the concepts and see the links between the concepts. Beginning again at verse 5. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church, just as, meaning in the same way that. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present herself to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Verse 28, in this same way. What same way? The same way he just described to us. Love by giving himself up for the bride. For what purpose? For the purpose of making her holy, by cleansing her, by the washing with water through the word. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. One of the main purposes of a husband is to cleanse and purify his wife, to help her become holy. Husbands, that's one of the reasons that it is so critical that as husbands, we have our acts together. We are upright. We're walking uprightly before the Lord God Almighty. That we are pure and clean. And that we realize that when we do sin, sin is nothing to hold on to. But we quickly acknowledge our sin, hate it, ask God to forgive us of it, repent of that sin, make up our minds. We're not going to continue in that sin. Ask God to forgive us and to make us clean. God is watching us, and so are our wives. We need to be setting the example so that when we set out to cleanse them, they're willing to receive from us what we're trying to do for them, because they see us living out those holy, righteous lives ourselves. Now, just as with children, so with wives. There is no guarantee that just because the husband walks uprightly before the Lord God and in the sight of his wife and endeavors to cleanse her from her sins, that she's going to cooperate. She may or she may not. But it is our job to do that, to at least try. The Lord Jesus does his part to try to cleanse his bride. But remember, John chapter 15, he told us the God the Father is the husbandman who actually does the pruning of the vine. Jesus is the vine. The branches are the children of God who are now connected to Christ Jesus. And he said he prunes us to refine us, to make us better, to get rid of the stuff that we should not have on us, stuff that makes us dirty, stuff that makes us unfruitful. And he made it clear that, hey, the Father knows what's going on when the pruning is happening, and the people who are connected to Christ who will not respond properly to the pruning process, he just completely severs them from the vine, completely cuts them off, and removes them from the vine, who is Jesus Christ. And there are males and females who will be removed from Christ Jesus because they will not comply with what God is wanting them to comply with when he is going, taking them through the pruning process. And it stands to reason that if you're going to have people, males and females, bucking against God, you're going to have some wives who are going to be fighting against their husbands. But that's what we're supposed to be doing. That is one of our great responsibilities, husbands, to endeavor to cleanse our wives. And here's the beauty of it. When we do succeed in cleansing our wives, husband and wife wins. Why? Oh, he said it. Present the church to himself in glorious splendor. Husbands can present our wives to ourselves in glorious splendor. The wives appreciating their newfound splendor. The husbands enjoying it. Back in a few. I'm gonna find.